Now, we mentioned an hour ago that there is this amazing game online where... Sorry, and Lucy's just playing the game at the 11. Moment. That's what happened. So it's hit John Delaney's head with tennis balls, and it's a direct consequence of the game, obviously, the other day, where tennis balls were thrown all over the pitch. But Lucy mentioned on air the other day that she thought the tennis balls were being brought into the stadium to throw at John Delaney's head. We all laughed. How we laughed.
Yeah, we all
but
laughed.
How wrong were we?
We were wrong. See, I thought, like, why does everyone keep on talking about it? Because then he's going to know just to duck.
Yeah, yeah. But there was one lad, Simon Darcy, who was watching the game, and he's developed a game.
Which where I love.
You're playing it now.
I'm playing it now.
Let's get Simon Darcy up. Simon, good morning.
How's it going, guys?
Hello. How are you?
How are you?
Simon, I absolutely love this game. I'm up to 11. Is that impressive?
Very impressive. I think the best you're going to get is 15.
So. 15. Okay.
Poor John, he must have such a headache this morning.
So just to say that if you go to if you just Google actually John Delaney tennis ball game or Simon Darcy online, you'll get the game. So basically, it's John Delaney's head is spinning on a background of green.
13.
And you've got a tennis ball that you just shoot at his head. Simon, how did you come up with this?
Well, I suppose I do listen to Radio Nova and your own show.
There you go. So you heard Lucy.
So I guess maybe there was a kind of a seed of an idea there.
Planted. Yeah.
But to be honest, I was watching the kind of game, and just after all kind of happened, I kind of followed Twitter during it, and I just thought that, like, more people were talking about the tennis balls than they were about the actual goal.
Yeah.
Which is surprising because it was such an amazing goal. And I just kind of thought to myself, like, I've done a few of these before, and I kind of thought, you know, it's all about the timing. So. I just kind of spent the second half building this and put it out. And
so you built it while you were watching the game in the second half. You built this game online
during the second half. I would have built that. Yes,
it's brilliant.
Yeah.
It's at the moment of inspiration and kind of put it together. So I kind of used. I built several games before and kind of usually around this kind of viral kind of city satire type stuff. So it's
Simon.
So I feel like
you're a genius. Are you single?
I'm not. No.
Oh, there you go. So, Simon, tell me this.
I've got a single friend.
How many hits do you think you have so far on this game?
So I can tell you that, like, just from yesterday alone, like, so basically when I put this out, like, I sent on a few WhatsApp groups and nobody got back to, like, not even a reaction. But then the next morning I had, like, my brother ringing me saying, I just heard on the radio something about that game you sent.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And then I just checked the stats and it was through the roof. So, like, just even yesterday, the page that's on got hit, like, 150,000 times.
Whoa.
Wow.
Just from, like,
my
yesterday morning.
My son is
going to
love
yesterday.
This.
Yeah. So is this the biggest game you've developed, Simon?
No. I've built a kind of few. I built one based on the Point Man meme, which was actually kind of over a longer period. That was another one just kind of blew up. It was absolutely huge, and the reaction on Twitter and social media and stuff was insane with that one.
Simon, how do you make money from games like this?
Well, I actually don't.
Oh.
So I have a normal life job and stuff, and this is just more of a hobby. So, I've got a programming background, but I kind of moved into a different role now. But I still kind of, in my spare time, I still kind of love the technology. It never keeps evolving, so I like to keep up to date. And games is a great way of doing that. So this is just more kind of hobby, a bit of fun.
Right.
But what if this was an app? What if people could download this as an app on their phone?
Well, funny, that game itself is based off one of the top apps at the moment as well. So it probably wouldn't compare to that one. Just kind of a more... So when I try and build them, they'd be more just kind of shareable online. But with apps, they're kind of, it's tough to market an app. It's tough to kind of get them out there.
Wow. But listen, we love it.
I love it. I absolutely love it. I haven't stopped playing it.
Lucy hasn't. I showed her Lucy. She hasn't stopped playing it. I'm just looking at her now. She's up to 9 now.
So just so you know, I got up to 13.
She got up to 13. Just again, you can't get past 15, can you not?
Well, I have seen people on Twitter and stuff getting 16, 17, and I even seen one guy 18, but I think you kind of take that.
Yeah.
What if we were to do the rest of John's body and then people could just throw a ball at his whim-whams?
Yeah, totally. Like, I didn't expect it to kick off. That's just kind of a really simple version. If I don't know it was going to be so popular, I would have booked on levels or different heads.
Different parts of his body.
you move on from his head, you move on to different parts. If I can just say, if you continue listening to the column, Lucy, Breakfast Show, Lucy will throw out crazy ideas all the time for games and
yeah, Simon, let's work together
and people can forage off her brain. Sorry, Simon.
And yourself.
Okay, oh, well, thank you
no,
very much.
No, but mine actually work and make sense. That's the difference. Yeah.
Okay, we're going to put a link up to the game on Twitter, Facebook, and on Nova.ie.
Yeah, well done, Simon. Yeah? All brilliant. Right.
Listen, good talking to you, and we'll keep in contact, all right? Okay.
Have a lovely day.
Thanks very much.
See you.
Bye, Simon.
Bye-bye. So it's hit Delaney with as many balls as you can.
So simple, but oh my God, it's so addictive. Now, I am a bit not gamey, but gamery. I do lack a
so
good
I'm
game.
Not a bit gamey. I'm
not
gamery.
Gamey, I'm gamery. Gamery. I like games. Yeah.
You're a gamer.
I'm a gamer.
Okay, so
I'm a gamey gamer.
You can play that now on air and live. Actually, we're just playing now.
Eight,
nine. Go, 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 go. 10, go, 11, keep going.